is this election for real? You may have said that to yourself for over a year now for a whole variety of reasons. Maybe the rhetoric, the very untasteful allegations and references you've heard. Our undecided voters told us earlier this hour they seem to hear nothing but a drone of recorded talking points coming from Hillary Clinton. But one aspect of Donald Trump's latest message has caught the outraged attention of the man who has the job in the White House that Donald Trump wants.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections, in part because they're so decentralized and the numbers of votes involved. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past or that there are instances in which that will happen this time. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
President Obama went out of his way yesterday in the White House Rose Garden to say that Trump's claims of voter fraud in November are wrong and maybe dangerous. A Clinton landslide, as shown by some polls, simply can't be manufactured. The swing states of Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Colorado now show a narrower path to victory for Donald Trump. The Princeton Election Consortium predicts a 97% chance that Hillary Clinton will win next month. Nate Silver at 538 has the probability of a Clinton victory above 85%. That progress for Hillary Clinton may have more to do with Donald Trump's missteps than any conspiracy. But does this kind of talk get Donald Trump votes, or is it Trump playing for a disturbing Plan B the day after Election Day? Here's Donald Trump Monday night in Wisconsin.
So many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is very, very common.
Joining us now is Joshua A. Douglas, professor of law at the University of Kentucky. He's an election law and voting rights expert. Welcome, Joshua.
Thanks.
Very, very common. Is that something that is even remotely true that Donald Trump is saying there in Wisconsin?
Not even close to the truth. Voter fraud is a very small part of our election system. I'm not going to say it does not exist, but it exists at such a minuscule level that it couldn't possibly affect the presidential election.
What is the scale of these stories that we hear? And there are actually stories out now by this news service Veritas that suggests that voters coming from other states have been bussed into Wisconsin. We had Newt Gingrich over the weekend saying that everyone knows, every serious historian knows that the election of John F. Kennedy was stolen by the Democrats with some voter fraud that took place in the city of Chicago. How do you evaluate these individual dead people voting charges, that sort of thing?
Well, these are mostly allegations that are not yet proven. I mean, the Project Veritas video, it's not clear if it's the full video or if it's spliced together like a lot of their previous videos. And I'm looking for the evidence of the type of voter fraud that Donald Trump has been espousing that exists actually affecting an election. You know, he talks about voter fraud at the polls. The only thing that could happen there is in-person impersonation, someone showing up to the polls and pretending to be someone they're not, or trying to vote 5, 10, 15 times, he said that. And the evidence is that just does not happen. Of course, maybe there's an isolated instance here or there, but not in any way that could actually affect the huge presidential election with the number of votes. And you know, the other thing that, you know, President Obama said, you know, that we have a decentralized election system. You know, we don't have one election system. We have 8 to 10,000 election systems all happening at the same time on Election Day, each in your individual precincts. And so to have a conspiracy so vast that he suggests that it could throw the presidential election is just mind-boggling and impossible.
So the scale of these kinds of allegations is minuscule compared to the millions that would have to be moved to make that credible. That's number one.
Right. And, you know, the evidence of voter fraud that we have seen existing that actually happens very occasionally is through absentee balloting fraud and then very occasionally through complicit poll workers. And that usually occurs in a local election to try to influence an election that's only going to be won by a couple of votes because there's not a ton of people voting in it.
We're talking with Josh Douglas, professor of law at the University of Kentucky. This is The Takeaway. There's some talk that the media is trying to overcompensate by going against Donald Trump at this point in the campaign, and that's going to be decisive.
Look, I mean, I think the media is reporting what it's reporting. It's reporting based on the debates. It's reporting based on the stuff that's coming out. And so, you know, I think that, as President Obama said, Donald Trump should be making his case to the voters to try to win votes and not be suggesting that the forces are out against him. Again, we have a system in which we all gear up toward Election Day. We cast our ballots. We count them. The process is fair. The process is transparent. The process is open. Millions of people are watching. And we have a system in which we expect that after Election Day, we come together and rally behind the person that has won. I think Trump's rhetoric is calling that into question. And I'm very concerned that, you know, if he does come out not on top on Election Day, that he can tries to continue the fight. And you know, his supporters, will turn to more dangerous activities.
Joshua A. Douglas is professor of law at the University of Kentucky, election law and voting rights expert. He spoke to us from Lexington. Joshua, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.